Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about transitioning your toddler to childcare. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Melissa Tennant, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor for the School of Human Sciences in Child Development, and also the Director of Child Development and Family Studies Center. So, Melissa, looking for a quality child care center is really important. What do we need to know about this?
When parents are looking for a special spot for their child to spend the majority of their days, they're looking for somebody that, number one, is a quality center. And how you can tell that is their licensing. You can tell if they're part of the Quality Star program, their accreditation. You also want to look at the teacher's credentials. You want to look at the ratios. What ratios are is how many children to adults. And so you want to make sure that those are all appropriate. That parent needs to go by themselves and kind of check out a place and ask the questions of the director, the manager, the teachers. And then once you have chosen the place that you want to send your child, then the next step, what you will be doing is looking to let them experience and let them see the place for themselves.
Okay, so talking about once you find one that you might be interested in, so this is the next step, is to let the child sort of experience it a little bit. Tell me more about that.
In the early childhood field, you've got certain times of the day which would be great for children to go visit a center. And specifically, it's probably between like about 9 and about 11, 11:30. Or after nap time, which would be between about 2 and about 4:30. And so letting them kind of see what's happening in the morning time. Very short spans of time. Let them go look at the center. Let them go play with the materials. Meet the teacher and see some of the children. And then that way they will know and kind of see the surroundings and the lay of the land before they come and they stay for a longer period of time.
Okay, that does sound really important. Now, developing rituals and routines is also essential, right?
Yes. When you're talking about young toddlers, they don't have the sense of time. So like we as adults can look at our watch and we know when it's time to eat and time to lay down or rest or anything like that. So by having rituals in the classroom, which the teachers will do, that sets up a time, and children can learn to tell time way before they ever know how to look at a watch. The other thing is, when you're talking about setting up those rituals with parents, they're going to have the same thing in the morning. They're going to bring them in. They're going to wash their hands. They're going to go put their materials in the cubby. They're going to go and help them transition their child. That first transition is from parent to teacher. So they'll move with them to whatever that activity is. The issue is a lot of times parents want to stay and see how the child goes, but sometimes it's real important for them to have that ritual, bring them in, do the same thing every day, love them, kiss them, and walk out the door. Now, for parents, you may be falling apart. The child will be fine, but you may want to step outside the door, kind of see how your child is doing, peek back through the window. Nowadays, lots of centers have monitoring systems so they can go and they can watch. And then you know before you go to work, your child is settled, ready, and a happy environment.
Okay, so quickly, let's talk about communication.
Real quick, the first thing, kind of like a transition like we talked about earlier, is you're going to come in and tell your teacher what kind of night you had, because it's important. Did you stay up all night? Did they not feel real well? Did they get up at 4 o'clock when, you know, daddy had to go do something? It's important for them to know how the night went. Then the teacher's responsibility is to let you know how the day went. So it's that back and forth which we have to talk about. They're going to send you with notes about what did they eat, because you need to know if they had spaghetti for lunch that you're not going to fix spaghetti for supper. You know, it's like, what did they eat? How much? Did they nap? Did they rest? Were they active? Did they play? It's not about the things that went wrong. It's about all those wonderful experiences and the positive things that happened during the daytime that you need to know about. Because children get home and they'll be wanting to sing a song, and a lot of times the parents don't know what the words are. So if a teacher just sends those words home, then they can sing that song that they are singing at school.
Why is it important to give toddler choices?
A toddler is starting to develop independence. And, you know, they'll tell you no, because they learn that really quickly. And so you want to give them two appropriate choices. If we're getting ready for school in the morning and you say, do you want to wear the red shirt or the blue shirt? A lot of times, a toddler wants that power to know that they can make a choice. Now, as an adult, we're kind of tricking them just a little bit, because we're going to give two appropriate choices and letting them make a choice.
Today, we've been speaking with Melissa Tennant, Extension Instructor for the School of Human Sciences. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.